With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. DEI is out of the Naval Academy.
The U.S. Naval Academy will no longer consider race, ethnicity, or sex as a factor for admission to the Service Academy. That's according to court documents made public Friday. The change in policy was made in February by Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, the Academy's superintendent. According to court filings by the U.S. Justice Department in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the decision was made in response to an executive order issued by President Trump in January. Keith Peters, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins is blasting the Biden administration for causing significant hardships to American farmers.
When we left in the first Trump administration, we had a surplus on our agriculture exports, meaning our farmers were not just, you know, making money here in the U.S., but the export piece was a really important part of it, selling our incredible goods across the world. When we took back over just a few months ago, after 4 years of Joe Biden, that surplus had not only turned into a deficit, it had turned into a $49 billion deficit.
Rollins tells Salem Radio Network she will expand markets for U.S. agriculture products internationally. Maryland Governor Wes Moore blaming the operators of a cargo ship for the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last year. Speaking soon after the one-year anniversary of the bridge collapse, Moore told CNN's State of the Union that the operators of the Dolly vessel allowed the ship to sail despite serious mechanical issues. The National Transportation Safety Board's report did note dozens of bridges across the country had load-bearing issues. A U.S. bank executive believed to be dead after a small plane registered in his name crashed into a home in Minneapolis on Saturday. U.S. Bancorp released a statement saying they were aware of that plane crash. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is out with its annual list of global violators.
The list of countries that repress religious liberty includes familiar names such as Burma, China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommends that the State Department designate Afghanistan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam as violators as well. It also urges the Trump administration to appoint a new ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to a shop in England sells at auction for more than $72,000. The historical text, dating back to 1815, thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. Christian Post reports the Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and translated by Protestant missionaries. This is SRN News. New use for AI technology.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvergaard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Search and recovery efforts are ongoing for the four U.S. soldiers missing in Lithuania. Authorities said Saturday the soldiers based out of Fort Stewart were operating an armored recovery vehicle last week when it sank deep into a bog during training exercises. Dive teams from U.S., Spain, and Poland have joined recovery efforts. The desperate search for survivors continues after a massive earthquake killed over 1,600 people in Myanmar Friday. More details at SRNNews.com.